The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 39, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 17th, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4, text number 38. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Na hi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga sangsiddha kalena atmani Vindati Nahi Gyane Nasadrisham Pavitram Iha Vidyate Tatsvayam Yoga Sang Siddha Kalenat Mani Vindati Nahi jnane na sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga sang siddha kalenat mani vindati na nothing He certainly jnanena with knowledge sadrisham in comparison pavitram sanctified iha In this world, Vidyate exists. Tat, that. Svayam, himself. Yoga, in devotion. Sang Siddha. He who is mature. Kalena. In course of time. Atmani. In himself. Vindati. Enjoys. Translation. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time.
Нищо така възвишено и чисто, както трансценденталното знание. Това знание е зрелият плод на целия мистицизъм. Оня, който стане съвършен в практикуването на преданото служене, се наслаждава на това знание вътре в себе си, когато му дойде времето.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, tonight we are speaking about transcendental knowledge.
Tazi večer mi ešte govorim za transcendentalno poznanie.
It is described here by Lord Sri Krishna that such transcendental knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. The ultimate perfection of transcendental life is devotional service. When one actually achieves pure devotional service, then one constantly experiences transcendental knowledge within himself. And in that state, they enjoy unlimited peace and happiness at every minute. So, this is the goal of the Krishna consciousness process. Srila Prabhupada describes this as the last word of the Bhagavad Gita. When he says last word, he means this is the ultimate conclusion of the practice of Bhagavad Gita. So the question is then, how can one achieve this state of consciousness? This is the most important question we can ask in this human form of life. How can I achieve that state of pure devotional service? In which I can realize full transcendental knowledge. That process is known as sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti means according to rules and regulations. Now the fact is some people object. I don't want rules and regulations. They say that rules and regulations are stifling. I feel restricted by them. So the only kind of spiritual life I want is where I'm completely liberated. I have no rules and regulations. That's to me, they say that to me spiritual life means no rules and regulations. That's spiritual life. Of course, ultimately that's true. The liberated platform of spiritual life is complete total freedom. That's a fact. But in order to achieve that state of total freedom, one has to be willing to accept rules and regulations. Actually, to object against the rules and regulations is a not very intelligent thing. Because we are already forced to accept very stringent rules and regulations at the present moment. What are those rules and regulations? Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. We have to take birth. Janma. We have to die, mrityu. Chira, we have to get old. And vyadi, we have to get sick. Do we like to get sick? No. Do we like to get old? No. Who wants to die? Any volunteers? We are forced to follow these stringent rules and regulations in material existence. So people who complain the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga are too stifling, I don't want them, they're not very intelligent people. They're forgetting how stifling are the rules and regulations of material existence. If these fourfold miseries of birth, death, old age and disease were not enough, to make you feel stifled, then there are the threefold miseries also. Adiatmik, adibhautik, adidaivik. Adiatmik means miseries of the mind and the body. Adibhautik are miseries caused by other living beings. And adidaivik are the miseries caused by natural disasters like the winter. Or tsunamis or tornadoes. Do you have tornadoes here in Europe? No tornadoes in Europe. In the US, we have very bad tornadoes. These whirlwinds, they come through, they can kill many people within a minute. So, this material world is full of so many stifling rules and regulations. And if the fourfold miseries and the threefold miseries were not enough to make you feel stifled here, then there are the seven whips also. So how they can complain that the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga are stifling? These rules and regulations of bhakti yoga are called the regulated principles of freedom in the Bhagavad Gita. If you will follow the simple principles of bhakti yoga, you'll become liberated from the stifling rules and regulations of material existence. If you will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and follow some simple rules to make the chanting perfect, then you will become free from all the stifling influence of this material nature. Now some people complain, well, how you can say that this material nature is stifling? They don't want to hear that. They want to hear that this material world is a place of enjoyment. They complain if we tell them this material world is a place of misery.
Те се оплакват, ако ни чуят, че им казваме, че материалният свят е място на страдание.
But actually, it's Krishna who says that.
Но всъщност не сме ние това, а Кришна казва.
They can't criticize the devotees for saying this is a place of misery.
Те не могат да критикуват предано отдадените, че...
If they want to criticize, they have to criticize God.
Те трябва да критикуват самия Бог, ако искат да правят това.
So the question is, should we criticize God for telling us that this material world is a place of misery?
Така че въпрос е, дали трябва да критикуваме Бога, че ни е казал, че материалният свят е място на страдание?
Anyone who criticizes God for saying this material world is a place of misery is ignorant.
Всеки, който критикува Бога за това, че е казал, че материалният свят е място на страдание, такава личност е невежа.
There is nothing criticizable about the acts of God or the words of God.
Действията и думите на Бога не могат да бъдат подложени на критика.
Everything that God does is for our benefit.
Всичко, което Бога направи, е за наше благо.
It's His mercy upon us.
Това е Неговата милост над нас.
If God says this world is a place of misery, He's saying that for a purpose.
Ако Бог каже, че този свят е място на страдание, думите му имат смисъл.
He wants us to come back to the spiritual world.
Той всъщност иска да ни върне в духовния свят.
If we refuse to hear that this is a place of misery,
ако ние откажем да слушаме, че това е място на страдание,
and we simply want to think this is a place of enjoyment,
и просто искаме да си мислиме, че това е място на наслаждение,
then what would be the impetus to go back to Godhead?
Тогава какъв ще е потика да се върнем обратно при Бога?
You see what I'm saying?
Разбирате ли?
If I think the material world is a place of bliss,
ако аз мисля, че материалният свят е блаженно място,
then I'm cheating myself.
Аз се лъжа себе си, сам себе си.
I'm taking a place of misery to be a place of happiness.
Аз приемам едно място на страдание за място на щастие.
That means I'll never find out what is actual happiness.
Което значи, че аз никога няма да разбера какво означава истинско щастие.
If I take temporality, illusion and suffering as happiness, then how will I ever taste eternity, knowledge and bliss?
Ако аз приема времените неща, страданието и невежеството за щастие, как ще вкусим вечност, блаженство и знание?
Therefore, Krishna is very merciful upon us to tell us that this material world is a place of misery. That is His love and His kindness.
Затова Кришна, който е много милостив и ни обича, ни казва, че този свят е пълен със страдание.
And when the devotee reminds us that this place is a temporary, miserable place, that is the devotee's kindness and love.
И ако един предан отдаден ни напомни, че този свят е временен и ни изпълнен със страдание, това е милостта на този предан отдаден.
Don't think the devotee is trying to ruin your happiness.
Не си мислете, че предан отдаден се опитва да ви разруши щастието.
By telling you that Sophia is a miserable place.
Като ви казва, че тази София, в която живеем, е едно място на страдание.
He's not trying to ruin your happiness.
Той не се опитва да ви развали щастието.
He's trying to destroy your false sense of happiness.
Той се опитва да разруши вашето фалшиво чувство.
So you can experience actual happiness.
Така че да може да вкусите действителното щастие.
You understand?
Разбирате ли?
Some of you, I think, are understanding. I don't know if all of you are understanding.
Мисля, че някой от вас поне разбират, ако не всички.
I hope that all of you can understand this message.
Надявам се, че всички вие ще разберете това послание.
Because the first step in transcendental realization is to understand the real facts of life.
Защото първата стъпка на трансценденталното разбиране е да бъдат осъзнати истинските факти от живота.
If you can have first of all the proper understanding,
ако вие най-напред придобиете правилно разбиране,
that this material world is simply a place of suffering,
че този материален свят е просто място на страдание,
and my only true happiness is to get out of this place,
моето единствено щастие да се измъкна от това място,
and that bhakti or devotion to God is the way to qualify myself to return to His kingdom,
и че бхакти или преданото служене е начинът, по който да се квалифицирам,
which is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss,
да стигнем до неговото вечно пълно съзнание и блаженство царство,
then there is hope that one can achieve actual happiness.
Тогава има надежда за постигане на истинско щастие.
So we want to make these points very, very clear to you.
И затова ние искаме да наблегнем на тези моменти и да ги направим много ясни за вас.
So that each and every one of you can clearly understand there is no enjoyment in this material world.
Така че всеки един от вас да разбере много ясно, че в този материален свят няма никакво наслаждение.
If you want actual happiness, you must return to your original home in the spiritual sky.
Ако вие искате истинско щастие, трябва да се върнете в изначалния си дом, в духовното небе.
This center here is simply a place, it's like a launching pad to the spiritual sky.
Този център тук е като една порта към по-скоро като стартова площадка за духовния свят.
Just like when they shoot a rocket into outer space.
Точно както когато изстрелват ракета в космоса.
They have a launching pad.
Те имат такава стартова площадка.
So the Hare Krishna center here, this is a launching pad.
Така че Hare Krishna центъра тук е като такава стартова площадка.
If you want to get launched into the spiritual sky.
Ако вие искате да бъдете изпратени в духовното небе.
Where life is eternal, full of knowledge and bliss.
Където знанието е, където живота е пълен с блаженство и знание.
Then come to the Hare Krishna center.
Тогава посещавайте Hare Krishna центъра.
And be prepared for a transcendental journey.
И се пригответе за трансцендентално пътуване.
If you will take shelter of this rocket ship.
Ако вие влезете в тази ракета.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You'll be transported to the spiritual sky. But you have to stay in Krishna consciousness. We will teach you how to remain in Krishna consciousness even when you go home at night. We will teach you how to turn your home into an ashram.
Ние ще ви научим как да превърнете дома си в един ашрам.
So that you can live in the spiritual sky at every minute.
Така че да можете да живеете в това духовно небе във всеки миг.
We will teach you how to enter into the spiritual sky even within your own heart.
Ние ще ви научим как да влезете в духовното небе дори в сърцето си.
So whether you're at the temple,
така че независимо дали сте в храм,
whether you're at home,
или у дома,
whether you're at work,
дали сте на работното си,
whether you're at school,
или пък сте на училище,
whether you're on the bus, whether you're walking down the street, whether you're at the grocery store, or the drug store, or the doctor's office, wherever you may be, you can always be in the spiritual sky by always remembering Krishna and always chanting His holy names as much as possible, 24 hours a day.
И винаги възпявате неговите святи имена колкото е възможно повече.
Хей Кришна, Хари Кришна, Кришна Кришна, Хари Хари. Хари Рама, Хари Рама, Рама Рама, Хари Хари. So, now I can ask you if you have any questions.
Сега ако някой има въпроси, може да ви зададе. Again, he has several questions.
All right, just one at a time.
First question is when we can say that our senses has become purified and we will be able to have some spiritual visions,
be able to
have some spiritual experience and visions,
some
spiritual
spiritual experience.
Yes,
you can have a spiritual experience right now, just chant Hare Krishna.
Ти можеш да, и в момента ти имаш духовно преживяване, просто повтари Hare Krishna.
In the very beginning, you can immediately have spiritual experience. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And the more you chant Hare Krishna, the more you will enter into that experience and taste it.
ще имаш духовно преживяване. Колкото повече повтаряш, толкова по-дълбоко ще влизаш това преживяване.
But you should understand it is a transcendental experience from the very first time you utter Hare Krishna mantra.
Но ти трябва да разбереш, че това е трансцендентално преживяване още от първия път, който си повторил Хари Кришна.
Next question.
Следващия въпрос.
Let someone else. You can. We'll come back to you. We'll rotate around. She had her enthusiastic here. Yeah.
As you're saying that it's very difficult for educated people to understand we are not this body. So same way, it's very difficult to accept this is a place of miserable. So how one can really understand this place is a miserable.
Mm. She's asking that it's very difficult to understand that this place is a place of misery, and how can we understand that it is a place of misery? Actually, we don't like to think that it's a place of misery. Because we think, well, how can I face reality? I mean, how I can go to work on Monday morning, you know? Think it's a place of misery or how I can do anything. We would feel so frustrated that, you know, how I can think it's a place of misery and even function in this world. But that question is actually answered in this purport. Ignorance is the cause of bondage and knowledge is the cause of our liberation.
Тук се казва, че невежеството ни е причина за робство, а знанието за освобождение.
If I want to ignore the reality that this is a place of misery, then I remain in bondage.
Ако аз искам да пренебрегвам, че материалният свят е място на страдание, аз оставам оплетен в робство.
And if I can gain the knowledge, the understanding that it is a place of misery, then this understanding can be the cause of my liberation.
И ако аз придобия знанието, че това е място на страдание, тогава това знание става причина за моето освобождение.
So how can we understand it's a place of misery?
Как може да разберем, че това е едно място на страдание?
Let's take a little survey here. How many here would like to die? Let's see a show of hands. There's one fool only. I mean,
колко тук искат да умрат?
You would like to die?
Yeah,
all right. You go to the kitchen, we have a knife. Go to the kitchen. Where is Paramjyoti? Paramjyoti Prabhu, where are you? Yes, we have one volunteer who wants to die. Tonight we will sacrifice you to Goddess Kali. Yes. You want to die also? You want to die? You ready to die tonight if we shoot you? You volunteer, we take you out and back and we shoot you?
He wants to tell some story, some case. He's working on a construction place and there was some accident. It happened there.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have been in the place of the person who was harmed.
Uh-huh.
But God saved him. He was not there. This is a plan. The plan of God.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Okay. You were saved by Krishna, that's right.
And God said, you need to
and God says that be born in this body and suffer and learn from the suffering.
Yes, that instruction is there for everyone.
Because this is the plan for everyone. This is because this is the plan for this material.
Yeah, that's the fact for everyone. Yeah. We're meant to learn about the suffering condition of this material life. That's right. So the fact is we do not like to die. If we ask for volunteers who would like to die right now, we're going to have a shooting party out back. Nobody will volunteer to be for the firing squad.
Ако попитаме за доброволци, които искат сега да умрат, никой няма да се кандидатира.
Because we do not like to die.
Защото ние не харесваме тази мисъл, че ще трябва да умрем.
But yet we are forced to die by the laws of nature.
Но ние сме принудени да умрем поради законите на природата.
Even though we do not want to die.
Въпреки че това не е нашето желание.
So that is a miserable situation.
Така че това е очевидно една.
You do not want to die, but yet you are forced to die.
Това е страдание. Вие не искате да умирате, но сте принудени да умрете.
In this way, we can easily understand this material world as a miserable place.
И така, по един много лесен начин може да разберем, че този свят е място на страдание.
It's a place where death is forced upon unwilling dyers.
Това е място, където смъртта е наложена на нежелаещи и умиращи.
Next question.
Други въпрос. Той няма да чуе, няма да чуе. Ако може на български. На български, защото няма да чуе.
Понеже говорите за смърт, за умиране, аз бих искала...
Since you're talking about death, I would like to...
Аз бих искала вие да ни обясните, да говорите повече,
I would like that you explain more about
die
the
to live.
About the phrase die to live.
Could you elaborate?
Yes.
Как да върша? Как да направим нишата природа да умре, за да живее висшата природа?
So how to make the lower nature to die so that the higher nature to live.
Yes. All right. Is that it?
Това ли е всичко?
Okay. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the question is, explain the phrase, die to live. Shakanath Lalabe Baladev Subhadra, Gornitaya Zadbuj Ki Jai. Yeah, there's a phrase given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the Vaishnavas die to live. So, the Vaishnavas, they may appear to die.
Така, вайшнавите може да изглежда, че умират.
But actually, they live on eternally.
Но всъщност, те живеят вечно.
What is that? He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still in sound and living spread the holy name around. The Vaishnavas, they are realized, those who are pure Vaishnava, when they leave their body, they do not die like ordinary person.
Чистите Вайшнави, когато умират, те не умират по начин, както обикновените хора.
Actually, everyone dies to live.
Всъщност всички умират, за да живеят.
Materialistic person, he goes into another material body.
Материалистичният личност отива в друго материално тяло.
According to his karma.
В съответствие с неговата карма.
If he was too much lazy, he becomes like a bear wanting to sleep all the time.
Ако е много мързелив, в следващия си живот той става мечка, която иска да спи постоянно.
Or if he has no discrimination in eating, then he becomes a hog in his next lifetime.
Или ако няма разграничение в това какво се храни, в следващия си живот става свиня.
So materialistic person, he gets a body, his next body, suitable to his material desires.
И материалистичната личност получава следващото тяло в съответствие с своите желания.
But someone who becomes a pure devotee of Lord Krishna,
но някой, който стане чист предан на Бог Кришна,
they do not accept another material body which is subject to laws of death.
Той не приема ново материално тяло, което е подчинено на законите на смъртта.
they regain their original eternal spiritual form.
Те възвръщат своята изначална духовна форма,
which is completely beyond the influence of death.
Която е напълно отвъд влиянието на смъртта.
So there are two ways you can die.
И така има два начина по които може да се умре.
You can die to accept another body that dies.
Човек може да умре, за да получи ново тяло, което ще умре пак.
Or you can die to accept a body that never dies.
Или може да умре, за да приеме тяло, което никога не умира.
In either case, you die to live.
И в двата случая умираш, за да живееш.
But in the case of dying to accept another body that dies, it's like death. The death likes death.
Ново материално тяло, това е това, което се нарича смърт.
In other words, at the present time, we are more or less in a death-like state right now.
В нашето настоящо състояние ние сме малко или много в едно смъртоподобно състояние.
Because we have cut ourselves off from our loving relationship with God.
Защото ние сме прекъснали от наша страна своята връзка с Бога.
So practically we're already dead.
Така че на практика ние вече сме мъртви.
Krishna consciousness means to come to life.
Кришна съзнание означава човек да се върне към живота.
So if you will chant these holy names,
така ако възпяваме тези святи имена,
you will immediately begin to come to life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Please chant Hare Krishna. Come to life. Do not remain dead. This is our request.
Yeah. Различава святото си име. И че това е трансцендентално преживяване от началото до края. Обаче от друга страна се казва, че млякото докосне от езика на, на змия също става отровно. Как трябва да се съвмести?
In your answer to his previous question, you said that chanting Hare Krishna is a transcendental experience from the beginning.
Yes.
But we also have heard that as milk touched by the lips of a snake, it becomes poisonous.
Yeah.
So he said there are many like yoga centers and clubs where people are chanting so many things.
Yeah.
And Hare Krishna, by the way.
Yeah.
So how these two things...
Yes, those people who chant Hare Krishna in the outside of the association of the devotees, under the guidance of Mayavadis, impersonalists.
Тези хора, които повтарят Хари Кришна извън общуването, обществото направено дадени под ръководството на Майавади или имперсоналисти,
they are experiencing a shadow of the name.
Тяхното преживяване е на сянката на святото.
Even in that shadow there is some benefit.
Дори в тази сянка има някакво благо.
But if one wants the actual experience of chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you must receive the mantra from the lips of the pure devotee. In this way, the full potency will act. The Mayavadis chant Hare Krishna. But what is their, what are they thinking? What is their meditation? I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. You see, if you have that meditation while you're chanting, that spoils the spoils them. Because at the same time you're lighting the fire, you're putting water on the fire.
се опитваш да запалиш огъня и същевременно изливаш вода в него.
But if you receive the mantra from Krishna's pure devotee,
но ако получиш мантрата от чист предан от на Кришна,
he teaches you that you are not Krishna, you are the servant of Krishna.
Той те учи, че ти не си Кришна, че ти си слуга на Кришна.
So in this way, when you chant, then you are not counteracting the potency of the name by a misunderstanding of the reality.
И така, когато възпяваш, ти не противодействаш на енергията на святото име.
In this way, the full efficacy of the name will act. Questions more? Yeah.
The sister of Krishna is called Vishnu Maya. And
Krishna.
Sister.
The sister of Krishna.
Sister of Krishna is called him Maya.
A picture.
The sister.
Subhadra.
The sister.
A sister.
Yes. She's called Vishnu Maya, and therefore the world.
Energy. Maya means energy.
Maya означава енергия. And so the world around him is very confused.
The world around him?
Света около него.
Around you?
Около тебе или около него?
Около Кришна. Около Кришна.
The world around Krishna is very confused.
Oh, no. There's nothing confusing for Krishna.
За Кришна няма нищо объркващо.
Confusion, that is your... And your covered state is confusing, that's all. There's nothing confusing around Krishna. It is simply your deluded state where you see confusion. That's all.
He wants to continue.
Continue?
Yeah.
Go question?
To finish his question.
Oh, all right.
Krishna is like a diamond. Vishnu Maya is like
He says that Krishna is like a diamond,
yeah.
And Vishnu Maya is like a fog which surrounds the diamond. So he's asking how we can remove the fog so we can see the diamond.
Yes, there's a nice prayer given in the Isha Upanishad.
Има такава хубава молитва, която се дава в Иша Упанишад.
My dear Lord, please remove the dazzling rays of your effulgence so that I can see your form of bliss.
Мой скъпи Господи, моля ти, отстрани пелената на твоето ослепително сияние, така че да мога да видя твоята форма.
But actually Krishna is not covered by the fog.
Но всъщност не е Кришна този, който е покрит от мъглата.
You are covered by the fog.
Ти си този, който е покрит от мъглата.
Just like on a cloudy day, is the sun covered by the clouds or is Sophia covered by the clouds?
Както в един облачен ден, кое е покрито от облаците? Слънцето или София?
You understand? Some days it's a cloudy day, you cannot see the sun.
Понякога в облачен ден ти не можеш да видиш слънцето.
Is the sun covered by the clouds or is Sophia covered by the clouds? Which is it?
Кое е покрито от облаците? Слънцето или София?
Tell me.
Кажи ми.
Is sun covered or is Sophia covered?
Слънцето или София, кое е покрито?
Откъде гледаш?
It depends where you look from.
If you go into outer space,
ако отидеш в космоса,
take a neutral third position.
И вземеш неутрална трета позиция.
And look over and see if those clouds are covering the sun or they're look down if they're covering Sophia. Which will you see?
И погледнеш оттам и видиш дали облаците покриват слънцето или София. Какво ще видиш?
You go to a neutral third position.
Си в неутрална позиция, трета позиция.
Слънцето.
The sun is covered.
How?
Как?
You think any clouds can get close to the sun with all that heat?
Мислиш ли, че някакъв
With all that heat, do you think there's any clouds covering the sun? No way. They burn. No clouds can get close to the sun. It's too hot. So Krishna is not covered by the fog. You are covered by the fog. So you have to purify your consciousness. And then you can see everything as it is.
Why we are born in ignorance about Krishna? Why we don't know about Krishna?
You wanted to forget Krishna, therefore he gave you the forgetfulness you wanted.
Ти си искал да забравиш Кришна и затова той ти е дал възможност да го забравиш. Това което си искал.
You have not read the Bhagavad Gita?
Не си ли чел Bhagavad Gita?
Krishna says, I am the cause of forgetfulness.
Кришна казва, аз съм причината за забравянето.
So Krishna has given you that forgetfulness because you wanted to forget him.
И така Кришна ти е дал тази забрава, защото ти си го желал. Ти си желал да го забравиш.
Any other questions?
Yeah. May I make a point here? Even now, when Krishna is trying to reveal it to him, he wants to remain forgetful.
Yes.
Дори в този момент, когато Кришна се опитва да му се разкрие, той иска да остане, да продължи да го забрави.
Even Krishna tries to reveal it to you now, but still you want to be forgetful.
Дори сега Кришна се опитва да ти го разкрие, но ти все още искаш да останеш.
Just like when Lord Chaitanya was hearing the Vedanta Sutra from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya.
Както когато Бог Чайтанья слушал Ведантна сутра от Сарвабхаума Бхаттачарья.
He said the meaning of the sutras is very clear, but your commentary is like the covering clouds.
Той му казал, че сутрите на Веданта са много много ясни, но като слънцето, но неговите коментари наподобяват облаци.
So we can explain things very clearly to you, but if you don't want to actually understand it, then your mind will put forward so many clouds to cover it.
И ние можем да обясним нещата тук много ясно, но ако ти не желаеш да ги разбереш, умът ти може да постави много облаци, които да ги засенчат.
One has to become very humble.
Човек трябва да стане много смирен.
And submissively hear from the spiritual master.
И да слуша покорно от духовния учител.
And then the clouds of illusion can go away.
И тогава облаците на илюзията ще се разпръснат.
Next question.
Следващ въпрос.
Защо не помним реализациите от миналия живот? Нали, има предвид задачите, които трябва да или проблемите, които трябва да изчистим. Мисъл, от миналия живот нали, имаме много неща, които да изчистваме, проблеми, които да изчистваме. Защо не си помним за тези неща?
He says that from our previous lives we have many problems we need to remove, to purify. So he's asking why we cannot remember about these things.
That is Krishna's kindness.
Това е милостта на Кришна.
There's one psychological disease, perhaps you have heard the name.
Има една психологическа болест, може би си чувал за нея.
Post-trauma stress disorder.
Това е разстройство на което е причинено от което предизвиква безпокойство след някаква травма.
So Krishna is kindly not just like the victims of the 911 who were in the world, was that the World Trade Center, Twin Towers, the survivors, they have to go through a great amount of psychological therapy. Because they have such horrible memories of being in that building, those buildings that were hit by the jet planes.
Които са били в тези сгради, на които на 11 септември били взривени от самолетите. Те са били там, са оцелели.
They have horrible nightmares.
И след това те са преживявали ужасни кошмари.
They're in a very fearful state of mind.
И са изпитвали големи страхове
So that's called post-trauma stress disorder. It's a psychological disease. So if you remembered all the hell you went through in previous lifetimes, you'd be suffering from post-trauma stress disorder. You have a hard time peacefully hearing the Bhagavad Gita. You're having a hard enough time already, so why make it worse? Just be glad you don't remember it. You should be thanking Krishna that you forgot it. Even what you went through in the womb, if you had to remember what it was like those last 2 months in the womb, you'd be in a psychological wreck at every minute. Krishna is very kind to you. Any other questions? Well, there's nothing else. All right. There's one over there now. It's his turn again.
He has two questions. Two questions.
Give me one at a time.
The Srimad Bhagavatam describes how the living entity in the womb is praying to the Lord and promising him to worship him while he comes out of the womb.
Right.
But then, as you said, Krishna makes him forget the sufferings.
He wants to forget, so Krishna lets him forget. The fact is, he did promise to Krishna, if you let me out of here, I'll promise to be your devotee. So the question is, why does he forget his promise? That is certainly not a traumatic thing to promise Krishna to be his devotee. We can understand forgetting the trauma of the womb, but why does he forget his promise? Because he chooses to forget his promise. He was going through hell in the womb. But as soon as he comes out, all of a sudden he's God. Whatever he wants, everyone comes running. They're just, everyone's standing around him, giving him whatever, just serving him hand and foot at every minute. All he has to do is cry and everybody comes running. And he, as Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, he thinks, this is the life. Next question. Yeah, go ahead. All right, back here, yes.
Физическите обувки напусне. Още докато сме в физическите. ситуацията обвихте, какво, от кой момент в Кришна съзнание това тяло започва да расте и да се формира и какво съзнателно ние трябва да правим, за да го изграждаме, да го подготвим, да можем да влезем в него след като това тяло напусне.
Can you give us some tips on how to develop our spiritual body even while we are in the material body?
Yes. What yes. The question is how to develop the spiritual body.
Yes. The tips. Can we accelerate?
Accelerate. Yes. Yes. All right. All right. I understand the question. Is there? Did I not understand how to accelerate the development of the spiritual body? That was the question, right? Okay. All right. The first thing to understand is this. Your spiritual body is already exists. Right now, you're out of touch with it, that's all. Because you've identified with this, your present material body. See, I am thinking I'm male, you are thinking you're female, you see, in this way. I am thinking American, you are thinking Bulgarian, you see. If you want to revive the dormant spiritual body, then the first thing you have to realize is I am not this body, this material body.
Своето духовно тяло, първото нещо, което трябва да осъзнаеш, че не си това материално тяло.
You must become firmly convinced that you are not a woman, you're not a Bulgarian.
Ти трябва твърдо да бъдеш убедена, че не си жена и че не си българ.
That you're not, you know, X number of years old.
Че не си толкова еди колко си години на възраст.
That's not you.
Това не си ти.
That's just a covering.
Това е просто твоето покривало.
So the first thing is you have to realize I'm not this body. And then you have to revive. You want to hear the full answer? Okay. Then you have to revive your spiritual consciousness. By following the directions of
Krishna.
Spiritual body is only revived for a person who is fully surrendered to Lord Krishna.
Духовното тяло се разкрива на личност, която е напълно отдадена на Кришна.
It's not that you can get a spiritual body without being surrendered to Lord Krishna.
Няма възможност да получиш духовно тяло без да си отдадена на Бог Кришна.
So the real question is how you can accelerate your surrendering to Lord Krishna. Because by doing that, you automatically revive your spiritual body. So the quickest way to revive your relationship with Lord
Krishna
is to take up the pathway of Krishna Bhakti as revealed in the Bhagavad Gita.
Е да приемеш пътя на Кришна Бхакти, както е разкрит в Бхагавад Гита.
According to the Bhagavad Gita, you have to chant the names of God.
Според Бхагавад Гита ти трябва да възпяваш имената на Бога.
You have to take shelter of the bona fide spiritual master.
Ти трябва да приемеш подслон при авторитетен духовен учител.
You have to give up sinful life.
Да изоставиш греховния живот.
And you have to take only Krishna Prasadam as your eatables.
И да приемеш само Кришна Прасадам като своя храна.
If you will follow these simple principles given in the Bhagavad Gita,
и ако следваш тези прости принципи дадени в Бхагавад Гита,
then your dormant relationship with God or Krishna will be revived.
Тогава твоята спяща връзка, взаимоотношения с Бога ще се съживат.
And your original spiritual body will become reactivated.
И твоето изначално духовно тяло ще бъде отново активирано.
If you want to do it right now, as quickly as possible,
ако искаш да го направиш в момента, колкото е възможно по-бързо,
then you should seek out a bona fide spiritual master and take complete shelter at his lotus feet.
Ти трябва да търсиш авторитетен духовен учител и напълно да приемеш подслон в лотосовите нозе.
Next question. In the back there, he hasn't asked one yet.
Какъв е въпросът?
Въпросът ми е какво действително внушава на хората Кришна. Индонезия внушава да виждаш само това, което той ти внушава да го виждаш. А което не трябва да го виждаш, ти не го виждаш, защото той ти го внушава със своите фокус.
He's saying that an illusionist, like, как е иллюзионист? Illusionist, you know, the magician? A magician. When he plays his tricks, he wants to make the public just see his tricks, not the reality. And then he's saying that the Christians, they have their God, Christ. The Muslims, they have their God, Allah. And we have our God, Krishna. So 10 years ago, he was in some kind of sect, which they told him that he can choose his own God, like, for example, the dancing God, something like this. And he's asking, isn't it that Krishna is making us just like this magician, just to see what he wants us to see?
If the living entity wants to see reality as it is,
ако живото същество иска да вижда реалността такава каквато е,
then Krishna will bless you with a bona fide spiritual master who can reveal that to you.
Тогава Кришна ще те благослови с истински духовен учител, който ще ти разкрие тази реалност.
And if you prefer to be illusioned,
но ако ти предпочиташ да оставаш в илюзия,
He will send so many charlatans who will bewilder your mind with so many illusory conceptions of reality.
Кришна ще ти изпрати много шарлатани, които ще объркат твоето възприемане на реалността.
Yeah.
Толкова много различни идеи.
Next question.
Друг въпрос.
We'll give him a turn now.
Как можеш да запазиш Кришна съзнание, когато дойдат болестите, старостта? Преди смъртта. Защото само като те заболи един зъб или само като те пререже тялото някъде, такива са страданията, че как да кажеш не съм това тяло, когато умираш от болка. И да запазиш Кришна съзнание в същото време.
How can you keep Krishna consciousness and practically realize that you are not the body when the sufferings of old age, disease and death come? How to practically keep it.
Okay. How, when you're going through the suffering of material existence, how you can realize you're not the body. This we discussed last night in the Bhagavad Gita class. The sufferings of material existence give impetus. They encourage one to realize this. They help one.
Страданията на материалното съществуване всъщност помагат ние да осъзнаем това. Те ни помагат.
Therefore, a devotee is very thankful to Krishna. Thank you for putting me in a difficulty.
Затова преданото дани е много благодарен на Кришна, че го е поставил в някакъв труд.
Thank you for giving me old age, disease and death.
Благодаря ти, Кришна, че си ми дал старост, болест и смърт.
Because these help me to realize that I am not this body.
Понеже тези неща ми помагат да разбера, че не съм това тяло.
If it were not for old age, disease and death, who would want to go back to Godhead? If you could remain forever young here in Bulgaria, you would never want to go back to Godhead.
Okay.
Any other questions? That's Krishna's kindness, yes.
Това е милостта на Кришна.
The little boy, he wanted to know, his mother asked the question, why Krishna created us?
Why Krishna created us?
This is
his question. So, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. So he wants to, since he is the supreme enjoyer, he wants to enjoy unlimitedly. So even in your life, the more you have friends, aren't you more happy the more you can have
friends?
The more you can have loving relationships with others, doesn't that make you more and more happy? So Krishna wanted to expand his enjoyment unlimitedly. Therefore, from himself, he is expanding an unlimited number of living entities eternally. For the purpose of enjoying loving relationships with each and every one of them. So, in short, the answer is to enjoy. Krishna has no duty. He doesn't have to pay taxes. You know, he has no obligations. He has one activity and one activity only. And that is to enjoy. And that's why Krishna does everything, simply for enjoyment. So he is eternally emanating you from himself for the purpose of enjoying a loving relationship with you. That's why you exist. To give Krishna a unique opportunity to enjoy in a particular way with a particular individual. Just as no two snowflakes are the same. You know that if you look under a microscope at a snowflake, every snowflake is completely unique. Just as no two snowflakes are exactly the same. There are no two living entities that are exactly the same. So Krishna is emanating an unlimited number of living beings from himself to enjoy an unlimited variety of loving relationships. Each and every living entity is qualified to satisfy Krishna in a certain way that nobody else can. Therefore, if you don't go back to Godhead, you are cheating Krishna. And you are cheating yourself. Therefore, do not remain in this material existence. Utilize this rare human birth for going back to home, back to Godhead. Next question. Yeah.
Isn't it that the soul is eternal and has not been created at any time?
Yes, that's right. The word created is not the best word to use. Created makes it sound like, well, at a certain time you did not exist and then you were created. That's why I prefer the word emanated or manifested. Creation does give us the proper understanding that we exist, we depend on Krishna for our existence. But the normal definition of creation makes us think, well, at a certain point we didn't exist and then we were created. The fact is, we are creations of Krishna. But we have eternally been so. There was never a time that Krishna was not emanating us. He is emanating us at the present moment. And he will continue emanating us for all of eternity. You exist simply because Krishna is emanating you at this very minute. Sir, you are indeed the creation of Krishna, that's a fact. And at the same time, there was never a time that you did not exist. Is that clear? Is that clear for everyone? Yeah.
Should we respect Krishna's creation? Should we?
Why not? Next question.
What is the most important thing for the education of the children, the small children, so that when they grow up, they also become devotees?
Don't wait for them to grow up. Make them they have to become a devotee from the very beginning. The most important thing is to engage in devotional service and engage the children in doing the service with you. The children naturally like to do things with their parents. I remember when I arrived at our temple in Sydney. The temple president came with he was helping us to carry our luggage into the temple. His little son was there also. And he felt neglected, so he started crying. And the father had to pick him up and carry him in his arm. But if that little boy had been us, we had some small piece of luggage with a wheelie. He had been given a small piece of luggage also that he could pull too. He would have been engaged in devotional service. And he would feel very happy. Because everybody else was pulling a piece of luggage. And he would be pulling one too. For a little child, everything is fun. We shouldn't think, well, let the child play, let him be happy, we don't want to make him do any drudgery. That is a wrong understanding. For a little child, everything is fun.
Защото за едно малко дете всичко е забавно.
If he sees the adults doing it, he wants to do it too.
Ако той види, че възрастните го правят, то също иска да ги имитира.
So if you're cutting vegetables for Krishna,
и ако, например, режеш зеленчуци за Кришна,
then you should get a very dull knife and let the child also cut vegetables.
Може да му дадеш един много тъп нож и то също да реже.
Use a dull knife so he won't cut his finger.
Но този нож трябва да е тъп, за да не си
помеш. Let him imitate your activities. And develop a taste for doing all varieties of devotional service. When you come to the temple, bring your child with you. When you hear the lecture, have your child sitting in your lap so the child will hear the lecture also. When you bow down to the deities, have the child bow down along with you also. Engage the child in doing all the activities of bhakti just as you are doing. In that way there will be a very strong bond of love between the mother and the child. And that feeling of love the child has with the mother will help him to connect with Krishna. And the feeling of love the child develops for
Krishna
will help him to connect with love, in love with his mother. This is the perfection of family life. Any more questions? Yes.
He's talking about the six symptoms of surrender to Krishna, and he's saying that they're actually very easy to be imitated.
They're very,
very easy to be imitated, and one can adopt them as the sadhana bhakti process. But his question is how to actually apply them.
Apply?
Naturally. To naturally apply them.
You're talking about the six symptoms given in the Nectar Devotion? Easily imitated? Pure devotional service is the only means to attract Krishna.
No, this, Lord Chaitanya says there are six symptoms.
It's a different list?
Different list. Имаш правит това да се приема всичко, което
го...
No, this is anukulasya, sankalpa, pratikulasya, much. Is to accept everything which is...
okay. You think it's easy to imitate accepting everything favorable for Krishna consciousness and rejecting everything unfavorable?
My point is actually, we can adopt them, like imitate them as well.
His point is we can adopt them as our regular practice. Not imitate them, but adopt them as our regular practice.
Yeah.
But how to make them natural.
But how to make them natural. Natural.
Yes, even if it's artificial. If you take up the rules and regulations of devotional service, it's not really artificial. Just like Gargamuni Prabhu, when he was a new devotee in 26 Second Avenue. You may have heard that story. Yes. When Prabhupada would enter the room, of course he was called Swamiji then. So the spiritual master enters the room, everyone is meant to bow down, you see. And when he leaves also, everyone bows down. That's the rule. So anyway, when Garga Muni entered the room, when Prabhupada entered the room, everybody would bow down except for Garga Muni. So Garga Muni asked a question. He probably wasn't initiated. He may have been Greg at the time, I'm not sure. But he said, Swamiji, when you enter the room, everyone bows down. But I do not bow down because it doesn't feel natural. Is that all right? And Prabhupada said, no, you must bow down. He said, by bowing down, then it will feel natural. So Garga Muni accepted the order of the spiritual master. And it felt natural. So you may say it's unnatural to take up the rules and regulations of devotional service. But if you will simply accept them on the order of the spiritual master, then you will very happily experience how natural and wonderful they feel. That goes for everyone in this room tonight. Kindly take up the rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness. And you will see this process is simply wonderful. There is nothing unpleasant about this process. It is simply recreation. Any other question? All right then. All right, one last. This is it, the last question.
You mentioned everyone in this room, so he has heard that if one comes into contact with Lord Chaitanya's movement, it's guaranteed that in 700 lives he will go back home, back to Godhead, at worst. So he's asking, is this realistic for everyone in this room?
Why not? Maharaj, you had a comment? If you want it, take it. If you don't want it, no one's going to shove it down your throat. If you prefer temporality, illusion, and misery over eternity, knowledge, and bliss, then you can have it. But anyone who wants eternity, knowledge, and bliss, it's yours for the taking right now.
Може да го вземе сега.
Take it or leave it.
You can lead the horse to drink the water, but you cannot force.
You can lead the horse to drink the water.
You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't force him to drink.
Може да заведете коня до водата, но не може да го накарате да пие.
How true it is.
Това е много вярно.
The Bible says many are Many are called, but few are chosen, something like that. Krishna says, Manushanam sahasreshu kashchid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mang veti tatvatah. Out of thousands among men, only one will endeavor for perfection. And out of a thousand who endeavor for perfection, hardly even one will know me in truth.
Кришна казва в Бхагавад Гита, че от хиляди хора единици са тези, които ще се стремят към съвършенство. От тези, които са постигнали съвършенство, единици.
But by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya,
са тези, които ще постигнат Кришна.
In spite of the strictness of Krishna's words,
но по милостта на Бог Чайтанья, въпреки строгостта на думите на Кришна,
this prema vanyaya, this tidal wave of Krishna prema,
тази приливна вълна на Кришна према,
will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. Whether they be pious, impious, invalid, lame, or blind. You know the verse? Satsjana durjana pangu jada andagana prema vanvaya dubaila jagatera jana. You see, everyone will become
jhana.
That is the sublime mercy of Sri Gauranga. This entire planet will be inundated with Krishna bhakti. So, since you are going to be inundated sooner or later, why not dive into that ocean now? Why prolong your suffering for another lifetime in this material world? Why not achieve spiritual perfection right now? It's yours for the taking right now if you want it. Now it's up to you. Take it or leave it. So we will stop here. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Jai.